This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the North Koreans sentencing a American student, age 21, to 15 years hard labor. We talked about that. Also, the crossing guard attack video, which I did look it up a few moments ago during the news, and it's called Crossing Guards Go Wild. So if you want to see that, if you've never seen it before, if you're new to the show, then you probably aren't familiar with it, so you should check that out. Also, you can watch the full Derek Chauvin's Victimless Crime Spree feature-length documentary film at victimlesscrimespree.com. So, Norway, there is a project that has been started, Liberstad, Liberstad.com is their website. The story is coming from StartupSocieties.com, which seems to be a website that's reporting on kind of liberty projects that are happening around the world.
Yes.
And we're somewhat intimately familiar with one of them, the Free State Project, the idea of concentrating liberty activists in one geographic area, specifically New Hampshire, in order to get active and achieve liberty in our lifetime. And that project has attracted 20,000 people as signers who've pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, as the three of us have already done. We're early movers for the Free State Project. So the Free State Project is sort of the big boy on the block. They're the most successful story when it comes to having an activist migration. It's not the only one, however. In fact, Mark, you have a Facebook page called the Move Here Project, where yep. you've been cataloging over a few years now. What, 3 years maybe you've had that page up? Seems like it's been a while.
It's been some time. I'd have to go back and look, but
you've been cataloging
longer than that.
Not just the ones that are happening now, but the history, all of the various different Move Here projects.
If somebody can point me to a project that I do not have listed that suggests that people should move to an area for more freedom.
Okay.
Right, there's been lots of projects to move different places and that sort of thing, and it can get murky, right? So if you move somewhere to have more religious freedom, then well, America was a pretty successful one. The United States was a relatively successful one. Canada, to some extent, likely was too. But it gets nebulous, and so I have to edit it to some extent. But you know, I do my best.
And so, had you added this one yet,
No.
Liberstad? Because this is the newest,
today.
This is the newest one on the scene here. The folks over at StartupSocieties.com interviewed the founders of Liberstad, who are building a city from scratch, they say, in Norway's southern forests. You can find their website at Liberstad.com. So here's the story. Scandinavia is often associated with socialism in the muddled minds of Americans. Despite this, the world's newest experiment with a completely private city is in Norway. Liberstaden aims to provide all services from roads to fire departments through the private sector. Liberstad advertises itself as a little piece of freedom. The city's founders aim to purchase a few hundred acres of farmland in southern Norway to establish a free market enclave. The project was started by John Holmsland and Sandra Bellis. They formed the Liberstad Drift Association, which will be responsible for the initial development and operation of the property. The plan is to build a vibrant community with all the comforts of the modern world and with only minimal laws and taxes. Liberstad will have.
So they want to build it from the ground up.
This sounds like it.
This is one of the tactics, and it can be. You know, one of the challenges is you have to get people who are willing to build houses,
right?
In order to do it, and they have to be willing to build houses in Norway, which I'm not entirely sure what the weather's like in wherever they are. Liberstad,
southern portion of Norway,
but I would imagine it's something commensurate with New Hampshire, if not a bit colder.
It is going to take those self-starters. And there are plenty of people like that in the liberty movement. There are a lot of the, rustic types who want to get out and build their own house. You did that, Mark. You built your own house up here in the middle of the wintertime in New Hampshire. It doesn't get much more hardcore for building a house than that.
I particularly like the piece of property that we found. And I do have advice for people that want to build houses.
Which is don't do it, right?
Well, first, I think it's right for a certain personality type, yeah. And you have to be prepared in your relationship to do it. So I think that one of the best exercises I can recommend is go to the bank and get $10,000 out of the bank in cash, put it in your driveway, and spray it with lighter fluid and set it on fire. When you do that, I want you to look right into your spouse's eyes. Now, you don't want to warn them ahead of time, because that would sort of defeat, to some extent, the purpose of this. I want you to experience.
Did your spouse know you were going to douse the $10,000?
No, he said you don't tell Bill. Okay.
Because the people who are going to enter into this, Ian, have no friggin' clue that they're going to lose $100,000 in the purchase of the building of this house.
Well, now.
The idea of somebody building a house and, quote unquote, making money on it just makes me chuckle to myself. I bought a package, a house package, basically wood. I bought lumber and and some plans to build a house for $25,000-$30,000.
That's a good way to start building a house, is to have lumber and plans.
Yeah.
And I had people work for me for $10 an hour.
Cheap.
Skilled craftsmen work to help me build this house.
Right.
For $10 an hour, and we were $100,000 over budget.
Wow.
Obviously we were at the low of the
Lighting $10,000 on fire would have made you $110,000 over budget.
No, that's just a practice to get there, because your wife is going to stab you in the eye with a freaking screwdriver if you do this. And then you will only be out an eye and $10,000, which is,
And you still have no place to live. Congratulations, Mark.
Buy a house.
And by the way, I'd just like to point out, Mark, your house is not opulent or large by any
means. Cabin.
I mean, how many square feet are we talking about?
800.
Here? Yeah. Okay. So you went over $100,000 over budget on an 800-square-foot home.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's important, I think, to put that in perspective as well.
Now, is that 800 upstairs and 800 down?
That's correct. It sits on a garage that is the same size, basically.
Right. That doesn't really count. I mean, if you can't live in the space, it's not quite.
There's an office down there.
He's got office space downstairs.
It's very, very small, though. Anyway, back to the story here. StartupSocieties.com. Liberstad will have no city council or government. Instead, the tone of the city's development will be organically guided by the first settlers. They can establish businesses, erect buildings, grow vegetables, brew beer, or pursue whatever economic activity that they're interested in. Liberstad's few laws and regulations will focus on protecting people's rights. The founders believe in the non-aggression principle, which states that using non-defensive violence is unethical, meaning you can't aggress against other people. They also want to protect participants' property rights to help grow a thriving free market. The government of the neighboring municipality looks favorably on the project. Now, why wouldn't that be? According to John...
I don't understand why you think this is so bad. In Europe, they much more live and let live in a lot of ways. It's not a police state, Ian.
Parts of Europe kind of are.
Remember after the French attacks within the last year, there were some serious crackdowns in Belgium. Yeah, the Paris attacks. There were some serious crackdowns in Belgium and in other areas, certainly around Paris.
I think I wouldn't doubt for a second they look favorably on it. This is just going to be more people. They're going to spend money in town.
That's local government hopes Liberstad will increase tourism and business activity. Although local governments in Norway are allowed to collect property taxes, the municipality where the land will be bought does not currently collect property taxes. And John feels confident it will stay that way. In regards to the larger, because that's going to be the biggest question, I think, for a lot of people considering moving there is, all right, what are the property taxes? Because there's going to have to be, they're going to feel like there's going to be some kind of taxation going on here. And indeed,
that was my question.
They are saying there will be some level of taxes in the town.
Will they be voluntary? Because otherwise they would not be in compliance with the principle of non-aggression.
Principle, yeah.
Is it Liberstad that has the taxes, or is it the neighboring town that has sort of VAT taxes?
The neighboring town does not have property taxes, but we don't know what other taxes it does have. Maybe it is a VAT tax, a value-added tax, as they call it.
Well,
in Europe.
I should be saying a VAT, in fact, because it's a tax as part of the acronym. So a VAT is voluntary to some level. Obviously, it's not.
No.
Well,
if you're not collecting the VAT, you're in violation.
If you don't ever buy anything,
then it's voluntary.
Then sure.
Well, it's more voluntary than a property tax, which is to say if you don't ever live on planet Earth, then you don't have to pay it, right? Like, so there's a, it's a, has a more voluntary aspect to it than a property tax. Does that satisfy your definition?
It's more voluntary, but that's akin to saying that, you know, if you roofie the girl, then she's more willing to be raped.
The toll-free
it's
number.
It's still a tax. It's still theft.
Little hint to all you libertarian guys. Don't use rape in your analogies.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Daryl's ruining the movement here. It's Free Talk Live, and we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Your comments and thoughts on Liberstad.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourself a gob of money.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What do you think about the new Freedom Project called Liberstad? It's happening in southern Norway in their southern forests. The founders were interviewed by StartupSocieties.com about their grandiose plans to create a free market town right in the middle of the woods.
And I hope that some of the people from Liberstad come to New Hampshire this summer. Apparently, the Startup Society, which is the website that we're getting this story from, they're hosting a summit in Portsmouth in July.
Interesting. And they're inviting different people from
They're
like, going to
have somebody from Liberland and several other move here for freedom sort of thing. So hopefully somebody from Liberstad shows up.
What does Stad mean in Norwegian?
Probably city.
Yeah, that'd be my guess. But anyway, we can continue. You can share your thoughts at 855-453. Mike is on the line in Clackamas, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
So, I just wanted to comment. I got two real quick stories I want to talk about the topless open carry in Keene.
Yes.
So this, it's funny you should bring this up because this kind of reminded me of something that I had a conversation with somebody. So I just got out of work. This is when I was in Bristol, New Hampshire, and I go to a little kind of like bar tavern in downtown Bristol. And I walk in and I sit next to what looks to be like a regular guy there, so like a regular patron. So I'm sitting there and we're talking about open carry, and this guy says, "Oh, he's all about it and he supports open carry and stuff." And then he brought up you guys, and I think this was in the year 2009. I can't remember really. But
yeah, it couldn't have been much later than that. Probably 08, 09, something like that.
Yeah. So he's like, but the people in Keene, he says, they go a little too far. I says, what do you mean? I kind of played Mickey the Dunce here. I says, well, what do you mean? And he says, well, they go a little too far with, being topless and carrying a gun. And he says, there's no real limits. I says, what do you mean limits? He says, well, there's got to be some sort of limit. And I said, according to who? And then he comes back with a whole age-old response of, well, there's got to be some sort of centralized authority making the rules. And I'm just like, oh, here we go, And it's just that and the other thing, too, was in the same bar in a different day, there was a guy sitting across the bar from me. And on the news, there was somebody, I think it was like in North Dakota or something, I'm not sure, there was a guy living on like the town line, but technically he wasn't like really living in a town. And I says, oh, that's a cool idea. So this other guy stands up and says, well, who are you going to pay taxes to? That can't happen. And it's like, how about no taxes? People are so inclined to quickly do the bootlicking as soon as they possibly have the chance. I mean, it makes me sick.
Yeah, and that's sad, too, that was happening in New Hampshire, where there's a lot of people in the native population who understand that the government is a danger and the taxes are
there
not
are places
a good thing.
In New Hampshire that don't have property taxes, too. There are, they don't have schools. They don't have anything. So, it'd be interesting to see what a person like that would think about a place like that. I mean, oh, dear.
But there are.
So he liked open carry, but he didn't like sort of the rest of it, right?
Right.
Well, these were two different
yes.
Actual people at two different times, but yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, but there are people all over the place who are very obedient, and they feel like, taxes are the price you pay for society, that it's necessary. The taxes are necessary because without taxes, we would be in a state of nature where people were just killing one another.
I actually met somebody in the Massachusetts Libertarian Party that was saying that same thing.
It's ridiculous.
Well, taxes are just the price you pay to live in a civilized society.
And, of course, the irony is that taxes are violence. I mean, it's a threat of violence against you if you don't do what they say. If you don't pay up the amount that they say, they will put you in a cage or steal your stuff from you.
And I explained that to him, and he said, but no, it's not violence because it's
voting.
The price you pay to live in society.
You voted for this, Daryl.
I was like, I voted for none of the above.
Go ahead, Mike.
Daryl, I actually had a conversation with a guy I work with yesterday. He was complaining about, I work at a car rental place out here in Portland, and we had some new cars with, the window stickers on them. And one of the Ford Escapes or whatever had a sticker saying only like 0.07% of the parts are made in the USA. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I'm just going to clean the car. And, he, you know, this one guy was complaining about it. And he's like, well, you know, they should be made in America. I says, well, why is that? And he said something along the lines of, well, you know, they're shipping our jobs over and overseas and blah, blah, blah. And so this kind of led to other things. And this guy's a pro-military guy. And I really tried to kind of get the message across to him that if you don't pay your taxes and stuff, then violence will be taken against you. And he came back saying, well, it's not violence if they take his jail. I says, it absolutely is. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't getting anywhere with this guy. I mean, we had
They don't see it as violence because they see it as the natural consequence of breaking the law, which they voted for the system. They are part of the system, and so they don't feel like it's the same thing as a thug coming and just kidnapping you.
Yeah, it takes. Yeah. I mean, it's oftentimes you can't just in one short conversation, just
almost never
slice to the root of it with people. I mean, this is, and especially if you're dealing with as a young person talking to an older person, they feel like they're informing you about how the world works, as though you didn't take civics class, right?
Listen
like,
here,
you
Sonny.
Don't know how voting works. Oh, I'm sorry to tell you, but those guys with the guns on their hips and the truncheons and the tasers that take you to jail in the back of the caged automobile and will bang your head on the way in and bang your head on the way out if you say boo to them.
But it's okay because they voted. They voted to take away your rights. They outnumber you, so they can take your rights.
Someday you guys will grow up and you'll embrace the state and you'll embrace taxes. You'll grow up. That's what Fred Parcells used to say, who is one of the statists who lives here in the Keene area, who claims he's the original free stater. Which is really amusing. He moved here from New Jersey.
A lot of people moved here for more freedom, and there's no doubt about it. New Hampshire is a step up.
Yeah, and then he became a cop, and then a code enforcement agent. So, no. I mean, maybe he was about his own personal freedom. By joining the gang, he has more freedom. But for the rest of us, many people have suffered at his hands. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I tried this guy. I mean, he's a nice guy. We work together and stuff. But it just, when I was having, and his... He served in the military, and so did his parents, and his relatives. And he said the typical statement that, Mark, you were having a conversation with one guy about the military, and he said the statement that most military people say is that, well, you haven't put on uniforms, and you haven't served the country, and you haven't shed blood, so you don't know what it's like. And I came back to him with the exact same thing that Mark once said to somebody. It kind of makes it seem like my opinion doesn't matter as much. And he's like, well, you haven't shed blood for your country. And it's just like, you know, I'm just not going to get anywhere with this guy. I tried. I mean, I tried my best, but it's just
as though most of the people that were in the military shed blood for their country. I mean, you know, like and this is the game that you simply cannot win. Well, have you been in the military? Yes, sir, I have. Well,
did you shed blood?
Did you get harmed? Were you in? Oh, I'm sorry. The next one's going to be, did you see combat?
Mm-hmm.
And if you did see combat, well, then did you either A, were you harmed, or B, were you one of the real combatants, or were you just one of the guys that holding the line? Like, there is no way to actually, win this particular what you would call as a
measuring contest.
Who has the biggest one contest?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for the call tonight. Sometimes it makes sense to just move on from a bad prospect. There's plenty of fish in the sea. 855-453, 855-450-3733.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Plus, coming up, Keenvention is on the, not the near horizon, it's a ways away. It's going to be happening at the very beginning of November this year. It'll be past Halloween. So last year was during the Halloween weekend. This one is going to be the weekend past that, the 4th through the 6th of November, which means that if you're cheap, you can go and get your Halloween costume the day after Halloween at like 50% off or 70% off or something like that, because you're gonna probably want one for the Halloween costume dance party that is going to be happening during Keenvention on
Guy Fawkes Day,
the 5th of November. So go to keenvention.info. You can grab your tickets now. They are down in price, by the way, because we're moving to a new venue right in the heart of downtown Keene.
You're welcome.
It's more affordable than the previous venue. And so, yes, the price has come down, and you can get even more money off by using code FTL when you check out through Eventbrite, and you'll save $5. So go to keenvention.info. It is going to be the most boycotted convention of all of the Liberty conventions here in New Hampshire. It was last year, and it's on track.
Hasn't it been boycotted every year by somebody for some reason?
Yeah, I think it has. Last year it was because of Chris Cantwell, who ended up not even speaking there.
And then a couple years ago, it was boycotted because he was there. And then the first year, I think it was boycotted just because it was Ian.
So let's go to Liberty Phoenix. He's on the line and on via Skype. Hello, Liberty Phoenix.
Good evening, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
So I'm calling to ask you guys if you think that Steiger's Law applies currently to the FSP. And for those that aren't aware of what Steiger's Law states, it's essentially, and in a nutshell, any organization that is created to further any idea or project at one point or another, and its existence will become more important to the individuals within that organization than the reason that it was created to promote. Would you guys say that the FSP has entered the realm of where Steiger's Law would apply to it?
I'd say that happened a long time ago. You know, that the, yeah, I mean, that's, I Steiger's Law is very real. I'm not even going to call it bad necessarily. But yeah, I mean, you know, the notion is that the Free State Project is, it's, as a group, is more important than sort of any one particular area of freedom or individual. And I'll point out that, I've taken slings and arrows, from the Free State Project and from members of the Free State, signers of the Free State Project Statement of Intent. And with the intent of supporting the Free State Project. So I have participated in sort of Steiger's Law around the Free State Project. I'd like to point out the first year of the Liberty Forum, I believe it was, Ron Paul was supposed to come and speak, and I was supposed to get the opportunity to introduce him on stage. You know, Ian and I being the biggest celebrities the Free State Project had at the time, and then it comes out that I had spent some time in prison, and we don't want to have Ron Paul on the same stage with a guy who's been convicted of felonies.
What will people think? Ron Paul worked in Congress with felons, although they had not been convicted.
And the, you know, it seems like we're borne out because now 10 years later, whatever it's been, it's never been a particular issue, so whatever. But, you know, at the time...
Oh, it's an issue to some people.
It's a huge kerfuffle. I don't think it is.
There's still some people who will throw it out there, and usually it's the, like, Stop Free Keeners or the local haters.
Yeah, it doesn't have any...
Mark's a murderer!
Nobody who has any attachment to sort of rhetoric or having a debate. I mean, this is a very base... ad hominem attack. Yes, I went to prison. Yes, it was for murder. Yes, I was released by a order of the Florida Supreme Court. And yes, I had a confession from my co-defendant that, you know, absolved me to some level.
Because you didn't kill anyone.
Nobody says anything about that crap.
Right.
All they do is read an old article from the time that it all occurred. Nobody wants any of the rest of the story.
And then the people...
Of course, research is too difficult.
The people also sort of base their entire premise on people never change. Mm. So, Mark Edge, you're the same person now at 45 or 50 or whatever it is that you are that you were when you were 17 years old.
Ridiculous.
The same exact person. You have not made any improvements as a human being whatsoever.
So if you guys think that the FSP Incorporated has entered the realm of where Steiger's Law would apply to it, what would you like to see happen to FSP Incorporated? Would you like to see it disbanded? And if so, what would that mean for the different, not fundraising, but the different things that happen in the FSP?
The Free State Project is the idea of gathering liberty-minded people together in one place, and the FSP, you're saying, is the sort of the organization. There's a board of directors, and they do fundraising, and then they advertise the idea of the Free State Project. They put on a couple of different events each year, the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. One is a hotel convention. The other is a summertime camping festival. And that's pretty much all the FSP does.
Well, they'll tell you if you give them the opportunity that all they are is a bus.
Yeah.
And, you know, a bus meaning that the idea is to get 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire. And at this point, you know, the Free State Project's first phase is to get 20,000 people to sign up. The second phase is...
Which they've completed.
To market to those 20,000 people to
move
to the state of New Hampshire. And then the third phase is shut off the bus. That's the notion, right? Like, you don't take a bus from Tampa, Florida to Las Vegas, Nevada, and then live on the bus.
Well, Daryl might.
The bus. Daryl doesn't like himself
a mobile
home.
It depends. Do you own the bus or...
No.
Okay.
The bus is owned by a bunch of other people who have other opinions.
You don't get a ticket on the Greyhound bus, and then when you get to your final destination, say, okay, so I'm staying on the bus now? No. You get your butt off the bus.
So
now, hold on.
Yeah.
To answer your question, Liberty Phoenix, it's sort of flawed in that I really don't think about the FSP board that often.
Me neither.
I will think about the concept of the Free State Project and tell people, you know, like, yeah, I moved to New Hampshire for this and we're trying to get 20,000 people and you're an awesome person. I think you should move.
Right.
And then, you know, they'll come up, well, I've got this and that and this other thing that keeps me here, blah, blah, blah. All right, well, you know, whatever. But I honestly don't think about the board of the FSP enough to have an opinion on whether or not I think or even care that Steiger's Law applies.
I think that as far as your question, Liberty Phoenix, I don't care what happens to the Free State Project. If they continue on and people want to keep funding it, then that's fine. If they want to shut it down, then that's fine too. I think that, you know, there are events like the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum. Anyone could pick that up. If the Free State Project dissolved tomorrow and somebody wanted to start the Porcupine Freedom Festival all over again, they could certainly do that. There would be no Sovereign Curtis isn't going to come in and sue them over using the term Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's an inside thing. There was this guy who organized Porkfest who tried to copyright the term or something.
Even though he was organizing like the 9th or 10th one.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. So I don't really care. But Mark, I don't know if you answered the question. Do you care or how do you feel about what should happen to the Free State Project?
I think that the Free State Project at this point should, as the board, should be marketing to the 20,000 people who signed up to move to the state of New Hampshire, and then they should do one of two things. They should either do what they said they were going to do and sort of shut things down. The Free State Project, in my opinion, the term Free Stater is an ad hominem of, you know, not particularly valuable. I wouldn't want to be known as one if I could avoid doing it, and or they should set themselves up as even with a new name, basically, you know, rebrand themselves as a libertarian chamber of commerce for the state of New Hampshire, basically saying, hey, everybody,
God, that sounds dirty.
Well, that's what my suggestion is.
Well, what do you think, Liberty Phoenix, from over where you are in Illinois calling tonight?
Oh, I'd love if we had an FSP here, but as far as its existence in New Hampshire, I think, you know, it's got the 20,000 signers. Its usefulness seems to be running thin. I believe that the entire concept of it is, it was great 10 years ago, but now it's unnecessary anymore, and I think it's creating, it's more burdensome to the people that live there now than what the benefit that it is giving.
I don't know if it's very burdensome. It really doesn't do very much. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you don't want to volunteer or give them money, you don't have to. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about, was it Steiger's Law, I believe, is what Liberty Phoenix called in about, asking us about this idea that suggests that organizations, once they get to a certain point, spend more of their time and effort maintaining the organization than they do whatever it is the mission of the organization.
My first thought on that was Cancer Society.
There's so many. I mean, this applies to all kinds of things.
It does.
Right. I mean, you know, not just he was calling about the Free State Project, but yeah, the, you know, whatever the Cancer Society, whatever charities we're talking about, one of the things that people look at or should look at when they're looking at which charities to donate to is what kind of overhead the charity has. Sometimes you'll be shocked to find out, wasn't it Bono's charity or Bono that was like spending 90% or more on overhead costs and only a few percentage points of their budget was actually going to whatever their charitable purpose was.
Sounds right. I know one of those Feed the Children things was doing that, where the guy running it had this like $15 million mansion down in some Caribbean island.
Yeah. Well, he was feeding some children every now and then.
I don't know the specifics on any one of these particular charities, but there are ways to sort of check them out. The internet's been great for that.
Sure.
Obviously, there have been a lot of hustles in the past, but there are a lot of people trying to do good work at the same time.
No doubt. But you've got to agree, though, as the organization grows, it becomes more unwieldy, more bureaucratic, and more difficult to maintain.
You have to have an organization of a certain size just to do the job, so
yeah,
it's difficult to know how big the organization needs to be.
But it's frustrating because...
And there's always overhead. You can't
and infighting.
You can't get, when it comes to a charity, you can't get the 100% to the organization thing. Somebody's always got to pay for overhead. So even if the organization itself manages to get 100% of the money to people, somebody's paying for that overhead, likely some church.
Yeah, so if you want to share your comments, maybe you've experienced Steiger's Law in real life. If you've been involved in an organization of any size, you probably have. You're welcome to share your experiences. 855-450-FREE. Again, the quote here from HowToGetMoreRightAnswers.com describes Steiger's Law as that people involved in a structure spend more time and energy maintaining that structure than in working toward its goals.
And I found this list of all these weird kinds of laws and theorems. Yeah. And Mark has definitely been under Cheops' law that says nothing ever gets built on schedule or within budget. Congratulations, homeowner.
Yep. Yep. That's, how do you spell Cheop?
C-H-E-O-P.
Okay. So, yeah, you can join
us here. Parkinson's law, which is work expands to the amount of time allotted for it.
No doubt.
And this is absolutely true. You just don't allot the time for the crappy jobs.
You can also call us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM as we continue here. So right now, the folks over in Liberstad, well, it doesn't really exist yet. It's just in the idea phase, Liberstad. They're looking to acquire land.
It's a libertarian campground in Norway. Come on.
Well, they haven't purchased the land.
It's a proposed libertarian campground in Norway.
It's an idea at this point. They want to create a free town, basically, where you'll be able to do business. As long as you're not using the Norwegian kroner, according to one of the organizers, you will not have to pay taxes, according to, one of the people who's putting Liberstad together. They're also claiming that the nearby municipality is not charging property taxes. So what level of taxation there will be here remains to be seen. Quote from one of the founders is as follows. When it comes to businesses in Liberstad, there will be both legal and non-legal, not illegal, he says, businesses there. If you are planning on accepting Norwegian kroner for your services or goods, you will have to register a legal company in Norway. This might be the case if you want to have a business for tourists and visitors to Liberstad. But if you want to have a business specifically for the residents of Liberstad and you choose to only accept alternative currencies, there is no need for permits or registering a legal company, and earnings in alt currencies will not be tax collectible as long as you don't exchange it into Norwegian kroner. The earnings can be used to buy goods and services from other non-legal businesses in Liberstad that also accept alt currencies, he says. Now, the story comes from StartupSocieties.com. They write, this opens up the exciting possibility of a commerce center that does not require government currencies to function. When I asked if there were any sensitive legal logistics that he would not necessarily want public, John replied, quote, the national government of Norway might not like the idea that we want to create a city and a society where we exclude them, but there's nothing illegal about it. Now, he's the one who lives there, so I'm going to take his word for it, but I find it hard to really believe that statement.
Well, I mean, you're taking it to its extreme. What he's talking about is sort of economic. So if you want to build a little town and do business in Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever it is that you want to do,
right?
Then what he's saying is you don't have to pay tax on that. And tax is a big portion of freedom. However, what your mind immediately goes to is, can I walk down the street with an AK-47 strapped to my back while smoking a joint with no pants on? And the answer to that one
please
is
wear
likely
pants because no. It's cold. There's snow in Norway all the time.
No, there's not.
This looks like the woods.
You might get frostbite
during the summertime. Okay, there's a week and a half where there's not snow.
That's true. Look, do you want people saying that crap about New Hampshire?
Norway's like 15 more degrees of latitude north of us.
Take a look at the Gulf Stream. Just go ahead and look that baby up, and you'll understand why the weather in Norway is about the same as it is in New Hampshire.
What?
The plan is to pre-sell plots of a quarter acre each. Cost is about $4,300 per lot.
That's not much for a lot, but there's likely nothing on the lot.
That's
either.
Correct.
I would call that, if it wasn't for the idea, expensive.
Putting the price in U.S. dollars at around $17,200 per acre. Pre-sale buyers are guaranteed a plot.
How much per acre?
$17,200.
$4,300 per lot, and the lot is a quarter acre.
Okay.
Pre-sale buyers are guaranteed a plot, and plots will be chosen by the buyer after the land is purchased on a first-come, first-serve basis. So it sounds like they're trying to collect money from people with which they will then buy the land on which they want to build the town. Now, obviously, this could go wrong in that you could send them $4,300 and never see it again.
Right.
Sure.
So
there's risk
involved. Some kind of ways this sounds like a Kickstarter project.
Yeah, yeah.
To where you're sending them money and you hope that whatever project you're funding winds up actually meeting the goal and succeeding.
Well, the trick here is you need people, right? You need to build a community.
They're looking to sell 62 acres initially.
I hear you. And the sort of the difficulty is when you get enough people together, then, you know, your community can go south. You know, people that are willing to move aren't always the people you want to necessarily live by.
Yep.
They've got some challenges. I like the direction they're going. I think they've got some interesting stuff going, but they've got some challenges at the same time.
They're going to need, if they want to sell 62 acres initially, they're going to need about $1 million. They're going to need to be able to raise $1 million from a couple hundred people. That's not unreasonable. I mean, as far as $1 million, it's not something you can't do. It's within the realm of possibility. Whether or not you can get $1 million out of the kind of people who are willing to go and rough it, because we're talking about the woods, right? So there's certain types of libertarians, right? There's the Jeffrey Tucker bow tie types who probably, you know, they're not going to go to Liberstadt except to visit.
He loves Porkfest. It's 1 week out of the year. This isn't going to be much different than that, by my estimation. I don't know for certain. But
there's the people who want to get their hands dirty. They love to build things. They are that type of person. How many of the people who love to build things and want to get their hands dirty have the money that they would need to be able to seed this community? I don't know.
And then how many would have the money to get to Norway?
Right.
And then build something. No.
Right, because this is just the beginning of the cost. The $4,300 is just for the land. And then you've got to add in whatever other costs of travel and living there.
It's an eight-hour drive from Oslo. And when they say southern Norway, they mean that little nodule of land that is at the bottom of Norway, not the whip that hangs out at the top.
So what's the nearest city?
Nutton is the answer. But, I mean, city? I can't answer that. Yeah. I don't know much about cities in Norway, but this is not what I would call the most, metropolitan of projects. I mean, it's not meant to be.
No, this is in the woods.
Yes.
They're interested in which is not a bad thing. It's just whether they can raise the money to do this is another question. We'll be watching it as it develops, and certainly if you know more about it, please, if you're excited, if you're buying in, if you've already bought into this, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They're interested in a property that's been taken off the market and reserved for Liberstadt. The founder plans to purchase the land by the summer of this year, even if that means taking out a loan. There are already 60 participants requesting land. And when that number reaches 100, John expects the project to be fully funded. So if they're more than halfway there, maybe I shouldn't be so skeptical. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about Liberstadt, and you can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885.
1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.